All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Yep, and we're all good, just making sure everything's straight on our end. And let's go back in the City of Broken Dreamers. And let's do that proper. Sam, how far away am I? 2.1 miles, sir. Just perfect. I guess I needed a shower anyway. Sir, you have an incoming call from Victoria Shields, marked urgent. Huh? She never does that. I don't know how, but the Red Moon knows where you've been hiding. He is headed there tonight. How? If he'd been tailing me, he would have grabbed her already. He just paid me a visit and told me to expect her soon. How did I fuck up? Did he catch Sonya? Not possible. And Kay's place is completely off the... Shit, Victoria, what exactly did he say? Something about how you only had so many allies, and soon you'd have less. Shit, Victoria, I have to go. Sir? Sam, he's headed to the stairway. Call Katie and Ellen. I am trying, sir, but the message is not getting through. Damn it, call Betty's secure line. I cannot. It is being blocked at the source, sir. Fuck! Oh no, it's all happening. Sonya, I need to tell Sonya. Sonya, we have to go. Go? Go where? I told Grim I'd keep you safe here. You don't understand, the stairway is under attack. What? How do you... Just trust me on this. You just had a bad dream. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Kay, are you there? Yeah, what's up? Can you put me through to the stairway? On it. Ah, signal's being blocked. I'll try on another channel. That's already a bad sign. Just listen, I know they're being attacked. Don't ask me how, I just know. Fuck me, okay, let's move. Oh, come on, you have to admit, what you did with the technology is really neat. I'm not saying it isn't impressive, I'm saying it's creepy as shit. I am creepy? No, you're... Damn, now I feel bad. It's crazy, huh? Venus? Did I upset her? Local communications have been jammed by an outside source, implementing code blue. The hell? Please stay calm and wait here. Oh, what? I must inform the madam. Is it me or does that sound bad? It doesn't sound good. She's coming back. You two, show's over. What do you mean? I mean they found us. Took them long enough. Well, if they think they can come in and destroy the place I spent a better part of a decade building, they can suck my... Wait, they found us? Baynard? That's my guess, honey. Venus, take them out back behind the alley. They haven't blocked that off yet. Venus, your job is to protect them now, do you understand? Yes, ma'am, but what about you? Don't worry about me. I'll manage. Just keep them safe and stay away from... Excuse me. Just keep them safe and away from here. Please, will you accompany me? I'll keep you safe. All right, you two, take the emergency exit and don't look back. We're not gonna leave you here. Yes, you are. Now go. I got this. Please, this way. Ellen, come on. Ugh, karma really is a bitch, isn't it? Citizens, stand down and drop your weapon. You are under arrest. The rifle blasts out an angry reply. Arrest my ass. Come on, bring what you got. You can keep firing if that makes you feel better. It won't help you. This isn't my day. Goddamn, die already. Where is Gloria Connor? Did anyone tell you your aura is fucked as shit? Tell me where she is. You know, I feel bad about what happened during the war. All that shit that went down. I have no desire to end your life, but I will. Now tell me, where is she? Heard your type had honor. Guess that was just propaganda from your side. This girl isn't worth dying over. She's no one to you. Fuck. You. Oh no! Betty! Madam warned me of this possibility. Now follow me. We have to keep going. Stop right. Calmly, Venus smashes in the head of the sentry police bot. Jesus H. Christ, Venus. It was in the way. I thought you couldn't hurt people. Humans, yes, that was a robot. My moral programming is currently secondary. Agreed, 100%. This is no time for a debate. Katie, Ellen! Oh, thank fuck! Come on, this way. Why do you insist on futility? Venus, give me the gun. I hope these work. Guys, get behind me. What is your fucking problem? You already got what you wanted, right? Gibson is dead. The mission is not complete. Mission? You're working for the same people that ended everything you know. They are the enemy, not us. In an unexpected fit of rage, the Red Moon smashes the dumpster next to him. No one else has to die tonight. Just hand her over. No one else. Venus, get back, now. But the madam.
Special ammo.
Well, here goes nothing. With the pull of the trigger, the ammo erupts in a massive recoil. The Red Moon is blasted back into the dumpster. A few days, moments later, it groggily begins to stand once more. Holy shit! Grim, get the fuck up! Ah, we need to get the fuck out of here. Go, go, no telling how long we got. We're almost there, hurry. Gloria, you need to tell me what's happening. The one that killed Henry, he's back. Well, shit. Did we lose him? I think so. We need a place to lay low and I'm all out of ideas. I know somewhere close, follow me. Targets acquired, eliminate with prejudice. You have to be fucking shitting me, I did not sign up for this. The mech's guns spin up and lock onto your group. Leave my friends alone. Gloria! Wind swirls around Gloria as the mech begins to turn its weaponry in her direction. I said, leave my friends alone. In a hail of fire and shards, the mech topples over into the street. Jesus H. Christ. I second that statement. Oh, I am dizzy. Gloria, I gotcha. She's getting worse. She can't keep doing that. We'd probably be dead if she didn't. Grim, we need to get out of here and fast. They're going to be swarming this place soon and our little weapon of mass destruction is out of commission. Kays? With this heat, we may bring hell down there. We need somewhere else. Ellen, you said you had an idea on where to go? Fuck right. A bit frazzled here, you know? Follow me. Stupid girl. Just to save the world, don't you? Just have to save the world, don't you? I believe we have reached a safe distance. What is this place? Old bar I used to play at. An ominous feeling creeps up your spine. The Tech Noir, where it all started. The rain continues to fall as the city lies dormant. Urgh! The Red Moon taps the side of his head. Speaking in Japanese. Comms damaged, arm damaged, multiple system failures. Ugh. There is a certain tenacity to that one. He knows he is outmatched, but refuses to give up. I shall remember this. The Red Moon struggles to get to his feet. Now to find them. They can only lead me to her. This will end soon. Chapter 12, A Gathering. This is the last chapter we have. I'll have to get the other chapter, like, tomorrow. I forgot. Angel, no word for Victoria? Not since you last asked, Miss White. Victoria, what the hell is going on? How could this have gotten so out of control? This was a simple operation. Damn you, Grim. This is all your fault. Always a pain in my... Just breathe. Chin up. This is all just a minor setback. I've dealt with worse. Time to face the music. Meredith White, Alpha 6, 8, 2, Sigma 7. You may enter, Miss White. The board will see you. The board will see you now. The board. Enter, Miss White. The board would like an explanation for your recent failures. Yes, sir. Of course. Go on. The apprehension of Gloria Connor has run into some unforeseen. We already know your failures. We need an explanation. Was that not clear? Very well. I believe we have made a compromise. I believe we may have a compromised asset. Inside Baynard? Correct. Who? Victoria Shields. Your golden girl? Curious. I have reason to believe that she's working with the enemy. I'll take you at your word, considering it amounts to a confession of guilt. She is my responsibility, yes. Your new augment program has already cost us $30 billion over the last decade alone. You assured us it would be well worth the investment. I still stand by that. The Generation 2 program, it is a failure, Miss White, by your own admission just now. As was your contract with the LAPD. What should have been a clandestine operation has ignited a powder keg, and that's not even counting that monster you let loose. There's only so much news we can reasonably quash, Miss White. Even with land in our pocket, the shareholders are skittish, to say the least. In other words, they'll be looking for someone to blame should this farce continue, and that person will be you. Sir, with Connor in hand, we stand to make trillions. I agree, which is why you're still allowed to be standing here now. Thank you, sir. I will handle this. And Miss Shields? She'll be handled, too. You'd best, Miss White. Quickly. Very well. I simply need a few. That is all. You may go now. Thank you. Look at this place. Things just get worse and worse. It has seen better days, that is for sure. If you will excuse me, I believe I should patrol the perimeter. Good idea. Venus, you just went through a lot. Maybe you should sit down. Thank you, but that is not necessary. Damn, I feel stupid. Sometimes I forget that she is, you know. You care. That's what makes you you. Thanks, I guess. So what now? Rest. Please say rest. Agreed. We rest here for the time being. That is the best thing you've said in days. And Katie, this place is not all bad. Hell, I have some pretty good memories here. It may be a dive, but it let me do what I love. God damn, what I wouldn't give for simpler times where people aren't fucking dying. You played here? Like, with your band? Fucking right I did. I blew the roof off this place on more than one occasion. Sorry to interrupt your trip down memory lane, but this girl needs a place to rest. I imagine the green rooms are still in working order. Green rooms? Yeah, a couple rooms where the band stay before a show. Got beds for, reasons as well. Bring her back there. She seems okay for now, but I want to check up on her. Will do. Grim, I can't stress enough, and I know I keep saying it, but you can't keep doing that. Katie, trust me, I know. Do you? Look at her. If I could stop her, I would. You two argue that out. This girl is starting to get heavy. Thank you, Sonya. So now what? We rest, then we figure out how the fuck we get revenge on these fucks. I don't want revenge, we can't sink to their level. I just want to get out of this mess. Let's see, I can agree with Ellen, or I can agree with Katie.
I don't know, that's a tough one, because, well, if you can, defending yourself and revenge are two different things, so.
What do you think?
I would say...
I mean, do I need to save?
Yeah, go ahead and save. I get... I don't know. Do you want to... get revenge, or do you want to... flee? You'll probably have to fight either way.
Yeah, get revenge. So, what am I going with, Ellen?
Ellen's the doctor, isn't she?
No, Ellen's the rocker.
Ellen's the rocker, okay. I'd say Ellen for the revenge.
I'm with Ellen. First Henry, now Betty. Fuck Baynard. Then who's next? Ellen? Sonya? You? Still, I hate them. Hell, I probably despise them more for the way they make people... they make me feel about the whole lot. Even their fucking cleaning staff I could give a shit about. You could lump me in that group. I pulled a paycheck from them until recently. Same. Right, I guess I did as well. How fucked is that? We were all on that blood money payroll. Don't dwell on it. Past is the past. We all had to get by. Look, we're all tired right now. I'll take the other green room. It's nothing great, but better than nothing. Katie, above the dance floor is a VIP area. That should work. Okay. Now try to get some sleep, at least. She is right, in a way. About Baynard? Yeah. Maybe, but we just can't sink to their level. Then what does that make us? Everyone is just trying to get by in this world. Yeah. Look, I should check on Gloria now. Grim, are you gonna be okay? I know you and Betty have some history. Yeah, I'll be fine. I just take solace she went out on her terms. And Ellen is also right. You need some rest. Try to get some. Will do. Now what? Shouldn't you be getting some sleep? No time for that. If those assholes come this way, Judy and I will be ready for them. You plan to stay here all night? Hey, as long as I can. I owe everyone that. I think we're past that point. Hell, Ellen didn't even call you a bitch. That's actually a bit of a miracle. Ha, point taken. Still, I'll keep watch to be on the safe side. I won't argue with that. Speaking of Ellen, she's down that way, last door. Katie is also checking in on Gloria. First door. Thanks. Grim, look, Katie and Ellen, they're not like us. We've been through the shit, they haven't. What are you saying? Fuck, how do I say this? Just that we need to be careful here, or they may get hurt. I know that, but so do they, and they're helping when they could have fled. Right now, they're going through the shit. I realize that. Sonya, I think this is bigger now than just Gloria for them. Banner needs to be stopped. I think they all see that. Well, we agree there. Now, don't stray too far. I won't. Just want to check in with everyone. Been a rough night. Hey, how is she? Better, I think. She's out of it for the time being. Without my equipment, I can only make educated guesses, though. But from what I've gathered, it's not good. What you predicted is happening. Yeah, I can't say for certain, but I would bet what's left of my career on it.
I like how they said, what makes her feel better? Get her pants off immediately, because she was unconscious.
She keeps this up, she'll end up killing herself. The damage her body goes through after each event, or whatever you want to call it, is catastrophic to her. What about the simple things she does, like lifting a microphone, for instance? I don't know about that. Way harder to gauge, but whenever she really exerts herself, it's killing her. Just try to keep her out of harm's way. Hell, all of us for that matter, so she doesn't resort to doing stuff.
Keep engaging with Katie, I guess. That would be freaky to be talking to someone then just stare at ass, drooling, hungrily.
Grim, what are you doing? Earth to Grim.
What is wrong with you? I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I'll try my best. Good. Can you check those lockers? See if there's a blanket or something for her? I want to make sure she is comfortable. Yeah, sure. Bingo. Looks clean as well. Great, hand it over. Thanks, this should help. Not a problem. There you go, that should make you feel better. Poor thing has been out cold since Sonya brought her in here. Right now, without my equipment, I'm not even sure what to do. And I know you've seen what she could do before, but that was the first time I've seen it firsthand. A little concerning, huh? I've just never seen anything even remotely close to that. No wonder they want her so badly. Sonya and I saw something like this before. You have? A different girl, but yes, I'd rather not get into it. I'd rather you did. Come take a seat. Any info you have may help me. There's not much to say. She was younger than Gloria, and she couldn't control what she was doing. Not like Gloria. She was throwing objects against walls and such? If by objects you mean human body parts, then sure, it was not pretty. Is there anything else? Sadly, no. I don't know what else I can tell you. We were just confused as you are now. Wait, there was one thing. Go on. You may have imagined this, but it seemed that whenever she used her powers, she would need time to recharge or whatever you'd like to call it. It seemed as time went on, this got quicker and quicker. Baynard seemed to know these intervals. Sonya and I only knew what they told us. Interesting, so as time went on, her powers increased. Kind of what we're seeing with Gloria. Let me think this over. Of course, I'll be around if you need me. Well, I'm going to check out this VIP level soon enough. If I'm not here, that's where I'll be. Sounds good. Check on Ellen, check on Katie.
Ellen?
I wonder if you can go down the line. Ellen, you still awake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind if I come in? Nobody's stopping you. Damn, Ellen, booze is already out? Oh, fuck off. If I didn't deserve one night, then when? I can't argue that. Apart from that, how are you holding up? What do you think? If I said fine, my guess is I would probably get a pretty swift slap across the face. Maybe. Not sure if I have it in me anymore. That doesn't sound like the Ellen I know. What, hoping to hear some witty remark or insult? Honestly, it'd probably help. Well, sorry, I can't help you out with that. Hey, it's fine. Look, I'm trying here. On top of everything, though, coming back here, I don't know, just making me remember everything I fucking lost. Sorry, I'm just being a shitty downer. You don't need to apologize to me. No, but I need to apologize to the others for the way I acted. It's Baynard, those fucking bastards, the whole lot. Nah, they aren't gonna break me that easily. They have a whole lot of work in order to hit that point. First, I'm not gonna let Gloria or the others down. Maynard can sit on a sharp stick before I let that happen. And second, if we actually get through this shit, I mean, hell, that would be some prime legend stuff for the history books. Imagine the songs I could make. There's the Ellen I know. Go fuck yourself, Grim. Better? Much. You know that these rooms are soundproof so bands can practice, right? Are you getting at what I think you're getting at? Maybe. Well, I want to see if it's going to let us do other things.
Yeah, well, say we can...
You sure this room is soundproof? Trust me, I know. They'll need to say more. Jealous? Why don't we get this rain-soaked top off? Much better. Yeah, I figured you wouldn't complain. Damn, you're right. Just get yourself out of that outfit and get over here. As you wish. Come on, hurry up. Give me a second. And you call yourself a ghost. Stripping down is not in the training. It should be. How's that? About time. Now, get these wet panties off. Oh, you dirty girl. No, because they're actually soaked from the rain, you ass. Shit, okay, you weren't lying. And here's me thinking with my head in the gutter. Your head is always in the gutter. Maybe that's why I put up with you. Put up with me? Oh, just take them off. Do you need me to do anything else for you? Just enjoy what you see. Don't mind if I do. So, nobody can hear us. Door is locked, right? Yeah, I kind of did that on instinct. Right. Alright then, how shall we start? Fuck against the desk. Dance and grind, blowjob, fuck from behind, or are we moving to the table? How about the desk?
Okay.
Sit back on the chair. I will take a wild guess if this works for you. Damn straight it does. Good, now bring yourself over here. She wants to play. Oh, so now you get naughty. Wasn't I being that way already? Oh, I guess so. Good, now let's fuck. Yes, ma'am. Oh, don't you fucking call me that. Sure thing, ma'am. Such a prime right shit you are. Don't lie, you love it. I think you have a very misguided idea on what gets me off. Oh wow, fuck me. You were saying? Why I fucking put up with you, I don't know. By how wet you are right now, I know the answer to that question. Fine then, you motherfucker. Ah, damn. I could make another joke right now, but I'll hold off. Be smart about it or you'll be walking cross-legged for a week. Then let's change it up. Smart! Stand up. So, what idea you have in that dirty mind of yours? Come over here, sit down, and I'll show you. Oh, yeah? There we go, now slide up and down. Right here? Sure, why not? This fucking works for you? Hell yeah, it's hot. Whatever you say, but hell, why not? I think you're about to insult me again. What gave you that idea? Maybe we can try something Maybe we can try something else that is a bit more... Lewd? Fine, I guess so. That's more like it. On your knees. Oh, as long as you pay me back in the future. You know I'm good for it. Are you, though? Hey, what the fuck? I try my best. I'm just fucking with you. Now, are you ready? Always. Phew, go down a bit further. Mm-hmm. Ellen pushes further down, holding your cock in her mouth. Now go to town. That's it. There we go. Exactly what I needed. Me too! Sorry, what was that? I said me too, you ass. I'm pretty sure by this point you have plenty of practice understanding a girl in that position. Damn. I'm not sure if you like me or hate me right now. Give me time to decide. Come kneel on the stool. No wasting time, you understand? Come and fuck me. Sure thing. Shit, yes, that's just what I needed. Happy to help. Oh, I'm sure you are. And for once, you didn't stop and stare. Just doing what you asked. Well, I need you to order me around more often. God fucking damn it. Order me around? I don't know. Maybe I want to order you around. Then tell me what to do. I think I need a drink. Can you go an hour without doing that? I'll do what I want. Try to stop me. Maybe I will. Yeah, how are you gonna do that? I have a few ideas. Oh yeah, well you better stop me before I start downing this bottle. Old secret number 5, sour mash.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure how much. It's 42% alcohol by volume. 40, that's weak. That's weak-ski. That's weak-ski. That's not whiskey. I got stronger than that in the fridge. I can share if you want. Not today.
I think it's like 45% Jack Daniels and that's 80 proof. I could be wrong.
Look it up. Always the party downer. Me? I call bullshit. You wouldn't put up with me otherwise. Maybe not. So how do we keep you busy? Think fast. Okay, we'll go down the line. Bend right over on that table. This'll be fun. Better than drinking? We'll see about that. I'll make sure to wear you out so you actually sleep tonight. I think you'll be right about that. Just don't make me regret not opening that bottle. So far, so good. And you were doubting me. I always, doubt you. Fuck yes, that makes up for it. And how about we change it up? Missionary. On the table. Get that dick over here. Yes, ma'am. So it's 40...
Jack Daniels and that's 80 proof.
Okay, that's 80 proof. So holy mess, if something... So if something is 135%... 135 proof...
100 proof. It just... How much the alcohol versus the buy liquid. Like, you got the flavoring, you got right. Jack Daniels charco filter.
Oh, it's just how much alcohol. Well, isn't over 100, like...
100 proof.
It's rubbing alcohol, ain't it?
No. It's, because PGA is like 120 proof.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that.
Just fucking with you. Instead of fucking with me, just fuck me. It makes life so much simpler. Damn. See? It'd be great if more women said that. Yes, just like that. Nice and deep. You have me so close. You can come in me if you want. Just what I needed tonight. Now, you gonna come? Hold off or come?
Come.
Yeah, here it comes.
I ain't never been one.
Ah! Come inside me. Phew, damn, you drained me. Hey, you wore me out as well. I should probably clean up. I should probably check on some other things before people wonder where I'm at. Probably not a bad idea. Scene unlocked. Just that casual. Oh, we can check on the others. Katie, you up here? You hear shuffling behind the central seating. That was easy.
That was easy.
Like, I literally just went right for the bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what she does on her operating table.
Don't mind if I do.
You hear shuffling behind the central seating. Katie, you okay? Yeah, Grim, just back here. Why are you hiding back there? I'm not hiding, I'm trying to clean this sty. How do they think this place was livable? As Katie holds the bottle, some of its contents drip onto her hand. Christ, you okay? This is unbelievable. It was just some old beer, Katie. How did I get here? It's my fault, it's in your DNA, or no idea.
It's in your DNA?
I was gonna say that. Because what else could you do? What is that supposed to mean? I'm poor phrasing. What I mean is you're doing what you're born to do, to help people. Yeah, I guess. Hey, come on, take a break and have a seat. How are you holding up? I could be better. It's almost over, Katie. I've been hearing that for a while now. No, it really is. Hopefully soon you can go back to your clinic and we can leave all this in our past. We're all over the news, Grim. Things are not going back to normal. Hey, come here. Not now, I just need some time. Shit, I'm sorry. Can you please just go? Yeah, sorry, Katie. Should check on Venus.
Oh, did you make a move on her or something?
Possible clue. Oh, there she is, gentlemen. Built for your pleasure. The sounds of traffic can be heard below. There you are. Damn, what on earth is she doing out here? Venus, why are you out here in this? Patrolling. Patrolling, Venus, are you okay? Perfectly, I'm running Sentinel Program 4. What, Venus, you just lost the person who cares about you most. The rain begins to end. Oh, would you look at that? The precipitation has begun to subside. Is that not lovely? Yeah, Venus, are you sure you're okay? Yeah, just running Sentinel Program 4. This will help protect the guests. There are no longer guests at the stairway. Ah, I think I understand. I can't quite believe it, but I understand. Elaborate. Venus, end Sentinel Program 4. Ending program. Now, Venus, how are you? I don't know. Who's going to take care of me now? She is gone. What you did back there, we won't forget. We'll make sure you're safe. Katie and Ellen owe you their lives. Will that bring back the madam? Sadly, it doesn't work that way. I know, it's just not fair. She never hurt anyone, and she taught me the same, but they hurt her regardless. She was a good person. That is the thing. I want to hurt them now. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I think you are feeling angry. Then I don't like this feeling. It seems wrong. Venus, that's probably a good way to feel about it. Still, I feel... I feel alone now. You're not alone. You have a new family now. Hey, you wanted a sister, right? Now you have a bunch. I appreciate that, but I'm still not sure how much that helps. Trust me, you'll be fine. We're all going to get through this. I would like that, but I'm not sure what there will be for me in the future. In the future? What are you saying? You care for the others. I am just let me continue guarding the premises. Yeah, I'll let you do that. Venus, you should probably try to talk with the others, Katie especially. She is good with this stuff. I will keep it in mind. Now please leave me. Continue running Sentinel Program 4. Okay, what the fuck? Sir, listening to your conversation with Venus, I must inform you I fear her programming is gravely corrupted. Recent events may have overloaded her system. You call that corrupted? She sounded almost human. So do I, sir. Then again, you programmed me this way. And she seemed genuinely upset. That is a concern. She should never be upset. I highly suggest you keep a close watch on her. Anything we can do? A diagnostic or something along those lines? Without a Vostok interface, that would prove difficult. There was one in the stairway, but I fear it would not be operational anymore. For now, I suggest caution. She could become unpredictable. Unpredictable? Sam, I am staying in a nightclub with 4 women. Which could cause more issues, sir. Christ, I need to sleep. Yes, you do, sir. This place could be a bit more inviting. The light controls are next to you, sir. Perfect. Maybe it won't be so depressing. Better. Now where to sleep? The floor. Sadly, you're probably right. This will have to do. Don't wake me unless it's important. Man. Oh, his back's gonna hate him.
Oh, yeah.
I've slept like that before and can't recommend it. Sir, you have an incoming call. Ugh, Sam, I said don't wake me. Call is marked urgent for Miss Shields. Shit, answer it. It's late. Hell, or early. Why the call now? It is 1100 hours, Agent. We have matters that we need to discuss. Go ahead. Not over comms, you should come over. Right now? As soon as possible. Rather not go out during the day. Early tonight, then? It'll take me a few hours to get to your place. I'll be waiting, and please be discreet. Goodbye, Agent. Goodbye to you as well. Sam, is it actually 11? Yes, sir. Shit, I could sleep another 5 hours. Based on your current vital signs, that would be recommended. Then that is what... we do. Few more hours later. Hey, Grim, you up? Ugh, Sonya, what time is it? About 1800 hours and everyone is still asleep. It's official. We've finally become vampires. Fuck, I need to go. Go where? You're needed here. Just go with me on this. Need to get some information. You mind holding down the fort for a few hours? And here I was, hoping we could get a drink or something. I'll be back soon enough. Let's take a rain check on that. I can call a taxi for you, sir. Prefer walking, just safer this way. A truck speeds by, almost clipping you. Fuck me, then again, maybe not. Damn, I wish I had my car. Sadly, I cannot help you with that, sir. Doesn't matter, Sam, it's not much further. Finally, should probably head in via the outside to avoid attention. Where are you, Grim? You should have been here by now. After that long-ass walk, now this. And Sam, didn't I ask you to tell me to never do this again? And do you ever listen to me, sir? Let's try not to terrify her. With a gentle rap on the window, you get Victoria's attention. Jesus! Out there again? Whoops. You said be discreet. I can quote you on that. Well, the window down there is open. Get out from up there. I was expecting you almost 30 minutes ago. I don't have my own transport right now. Hopefully that's resolved soon. Understandable. Sorry, I should become a bit more presentable. Though I'm sure you don't mind. Whatever you're comfortable with. Thank you. Did you want a drink? You may need it.
Oh, now I feel more like myself. Shit's hanging out.
No, I'm fine. Very well, so I did some more digging, probably to the point where I got myself in serious trouble. How so? I need a sip for this. I was trying to find more information on Caracas and Gloria. What I found was more important. Victoria, what'd you find out? This will be either the end of my career or Meredith's. Time will tell. Well, fuck Meredith, so do tell. This morning I went to Baynard again. Things have been getting tense, to put it lightly. How so? I was curious. It was not full of the regular drones as it normally would be. Just long swaths of empty, depressing areas, especially the tram hub. Any idea why? My guess is Baynard's locking down many departments for the time being. That is when my concern really grew. How so? I was locked out. Me. So how'd you get in? How do you think? Eventually, another corp drone who still had access approached me. I think I know where this is going. That is what I thought as well, until another showed up from one of the off-the-books departments. They debated with each other. The one I got my charms on was getting chewed out. So that's when I... Victoria, can you just get to it? What'd you find out? Don't be so hasty. I like to show off my exploits now and then. Fine. So I made them an offer that was irresistible. Of course you did. I may as well use the gifts Baynard gave me. You just gave them a tiny taste, and you can do whatever you please. Please don't go into detail. I said, tiny. Now, though, I was in a section I have only been told about. It's locked out from almost all employees. I was in. I always got close to here, but never in the heart. Then what? This is where the juicy bit happens. I don't want to know. I think you'd be proud. Proud how? A swift jab to one's neck. Oh! Then another kick straight to the other sternum. It didn't work on you, but it did on them. Okay, and yes, I know how much force you can put behind those blows. You're not playing this up, are you? I may be indulging a little. So I get us past the reclamation project. Sounds sketchy. Well, only one way to find out. Okay, enough with your adventures. What did you find out? A lab. Totally off the books. Small enough to not draw attention. What kind of lab? Medical. They had one patient. I'm pretty sure I've seen her before. Reclamation now made sense. She's one of the marketing director's daughters, and she was GDS positive. What do you mean, was? Exactly what it sounds like. They cured her of all of it, or at least partially. No idea how long they have had this. Wait, a fucking cure? Are you sure? Why didn't you just open with that? What the fuck? Why not just sell it? It must be worth billions. Why cure it except for those privileged few? They can make many more billions treating it rather than curing it. We have to get this news out there. Shenlong will eat this up. She's close, but she has no idea about this. Shenlong Russell? Yeah, she is not. She's been busy. Try that one again. She has been busy getting dirt on Baynard for a story. This can bring down a lot of people. Hell, even myself. There are bigger things to worry about than your current paycheck. You're right. Question is, what do we do now? We're making a plan. Wait, do you hear that? Here. Oh, shit. Come on. Fuck me. Follow my lead. As the gunship unleashes a fusillade, the apartment erupts into a fiery hell. Yeah, I would say you really pissed someone off. Meredith, that bitch. What's the quickest way out of here? I don't know, the elevator? Done. Still, try to get that door open. If we have to drop down the shaft, we'll do that. Ugh, a little help here then. On it. Come on, you bastard. Hey, where's your gun? I didn't think I'd need... The familiar ding of the elevator goes off, interrupting the frantic conversation. Here goes nothing. Shit. Hey, targeted elevator number 4! Ah, you damn bastards! You're meant to work with me, not against me. We have our orders, you augmented... Augmented what? Victoria's bare foot smashes into the soldier's helmet, slamming his head into the back wall with a hollow thud. I knew Meredith tended to overreact, but this is overkill. Right now, that doesn't matter. Grab his gun. Here you go. They're not messing around. Meredith wants you out of the picture. I know half these men. Now they want to kill me. They have to go through me first. Come on, elevator's a compromise. Stairs. Then follow me. Victoria, slow down. Not much further. Just stop. Look, we need to be careful here. Obviously, they have the elevators covered. They will have the stairs covered as well. Then what options do we have? God damn it. I know you're livid right now, but stay calm. I still have a few tricks up my sleeve. Also, the stairway gives us a bit more room than a tiny elevator that they can just light up. You're right. Hell, this is what I was made for, quite literally. Exactly. We do this methodically. They'll be sending men up the stairway then. I'm counting on that. Now we ghost this shit up old school and go silent. You slowly move down the staircase and total silence. No contact on the southern stairwell. Anything from your positions? Roger. Shh, we got one. What was that? Contact! Dodging into the cover of the stairs, you prep yourself. You pull the pin on your last flashbang, then let it fly. In the blast, the mercenary recoils from the concussive force and blinding light. Hey! Heads up! You put all your weight behind the foot that collides into the stunned mercenary, sending him tumbling down the staircase. One down, who knows how many more to go. Safe for now, come on. Meredith is gonna pay for this. Deal with that at a later date. Let's focus on getting out of here. I can control myself, just let me use this. Alright, I won't question that. Grab his weapon, we can use all we can get. I may know how to use these things, it doesn't mean I like them. Does that matter right now? Like I said, I know these men. Then we only use them if I need to. Happy? That will do. We're almost at the service entrance. Just a couple more flights. Good. That's it there. Leads to the outside parking lot. Good, we slip out, make it to the streets, then to the safe house. Sam, scan outwards. 180 degree arc. What do you see? Multiple vehicles and two patrolling armed individuals 30 yards away. Cover is abundant. Thank you, Sam. Wait, did you say your safe house? Where else are we gonna go? But, do you think your friends will agree to that? They don't have any other choice. We have 2 targets outside, but plenty of cover. Game plan is to sneak past and make it to the alleys. Understood. We get out, and under cover of the closest vehicle to the door. Ready? Ready. Coast looks clear. Black car dead ahead. Let's go. Okay, hold up for 1 second and let me take a look. If you need me to shoot, just let me know. Let's hope it doesn't come down to that. Nothing yet. Under your breath, where are you, you motherfuckers? Bingo. What do you see? Just one ahead. going straight towards one of the alleys. We can take him down there. Great. Hey, how you holding up? Oh, just fine. Really wish I brought some shoes. Well, not much further. Follow me. We'll get them in the alley. Wonderful. Up ahead, the two soldiers stand talking. Okay, two ahead. I'll sneak up and subdue one. I need you to subdue the other. Understood. Here we go. Drop it, you bastard. Hey! If you want to keep your head, I suggest you shut your mouth and put your hands up. Oh, shit! As Victoria holds one up, the one in your grasp goes unconscious from your hold. I suggest you listen to her, a lady scorned and all that. Victoria, we're just following Meredith's... What did I say? About keeping your mouth shut. Fuck me. Glad you're on my side. Don't test me. I suggest we leave, now. Agreed, you good? Ugh, I guess. Sorry, but this is not exactly pleasant. I'll carry you. I can walk. Out here, not happening. Next time your colleagues decide to blow away your place, could you at least put some shoes on? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make sure to remember that for the future. You ever think you made a poor career choice working with those who would snuff you for a buck? I didn't exactly have much choice. Just tried to make the best of it. We don't always have a choice in the matter. I think that's where you're wrong. Just drop it. Meredith will get what she deserves soon enough. That's what matters. I hope you're right. Agent? Yeah? You understand when your partners meet me, things will get complicated, especially with Miss Lane. Let me handle that. And don't worry about Ellen. I can keep her under control. You fucking bitch! Ellen swings an open hand towards Victoria, connecting directly. That was expected. I think that's how she welcomes all newcomers. What in the prime fuck is she doing here? Ellen! Grimmett is fine. She has every right to be angry with me. Damn straight I do. Ellen, she's been helping us from the inside. You need to stop this. Are you fucking kidding me? She's one of the main reasons for this shit show. She's the one that contacted me to get you on this job in the first place. She's the one that unleashed that red moon on us. She's the one that did who the fuck knows to me in the hospital. I had no part in employing the Red Moon. He terrifies me as much as you. And at the hospital, I only wanted to help. I respect your drive and individuality, traits I sorely lack. I simply did not want to see you hurt, Ellen. Oh, we're on a first-name basis now? Who am I siding with? Victoria or Ellen?
I guess Victoria?
Victoria, just tell them what you learned. Oh, she dug her creepy tentacles into you, I see. Enough, Ellen. Just hear her out. Fine, spill it. Baynard has a cure, as for some time. I don't know how perfected it is, but it appears to work. Wait, what? Why didn't they release it? They could make a fortune. Baynard makes far more in treating it, not to mention the political points they get from keeping a group of undesirables that they can capitalize on. Those bastards. I only just learned of this. Even I was kept in the dark. There's a lab deep inside the headquarters. If I can help you get there, we can cure her. Bullshit. Ellen, what if she's telling the truth? Her? Truth? Yeah, right. I'm willing to risk it. I don't trust her either, but Gloria doesn't have much choice. But she may be our only way out of this. Not to interject here, but who the fuck is this? Victoria Shields worked with Meredith White. Oh, okay. Now that outburst makes much more sense. So Grim, why in your twisted mind did you think it'd be a good idea to bring the Viper right into our nest? Because they just used a gunship to try to vaporize her. We just managed to get out by the skin of our teeth. She's now officially in as fucked as a situation as us. I wasn't gonna abandon her, especially since Meredith most likely ordered that attack due to her spying for us. I don't care, Sonya. Don't let that one out of your sight. Trust me, I know. And don't let her even remotely close to Gloria. Too late. Gloria, what are you doing out here? I know, I need to rest, but not right now. She's telling the truth. Don't ask me how I know, but she is. You're being naive. No, I'm not. I trust her. She has just as much reason to hate Baynard as us. Pulled from a loving family under false pretenses. Individually white, her morals reprogramming... Individuality white... Her morals reprogrammed, her entire being destroyed. used in order to do reprehensible things. Things she regrets. Things that she needs to repent for in her own way. So yes, I trust you. Okay, Gloria, I am taking you back. I said what needed to be said. Again, Sonya, not out of your sight, even for a second. I got it. A little too much drama for me. I'll be back upstairs. I'll check on you in a bit. Yeah, I just hope you didn't make a mistake, Grim. Me too. So come on, let's find you something to wear. Probably something in the room Ellen is staying in. Thank you. Yeah, whatever. This way. Let's be quick about it before Ellen gets back there. That could have gone worse. Okay, so I think we're at a point where we can stop.
Yeah.
Bunch of shit happened. The drama's really heating up. The action's really heating up.
Oh, yeah.
They're running from one place to another to another to another. I think they've gone three places so far.
Yeah.
There was Ellen's place. There was the...
They had to escape the robot strip club.
Yeah, the strip club. And now they're here. And an old venue that Ellen used to play at.
Yeah.
So, man, they're just running. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I think I am out for City of Broken Dreamers and Grimm's Uncanny Valley this week, and we'll see you next week with more City of Broken Dreamers and episode 13. But after that, I don't have anything else, so we'll probably play another fine adult game.